Our epistle for this 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, so that you would do not do what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are immorality, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, jealousies, anger, quarrels, factions, parties, envies, murders, drunkenness, carousings, and such like. And concerning these things, I warn you as I have warned you, that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, constancy, and chastity. And against such things there is no law. And they who belong to Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Chapter 6, verses 24 through 33. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will stand by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, what you shall eat, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life a greater thing than the food, and the body than the clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? But which of you, by being anxious about it, can add to his stature a single cubit? And as for your clothing, why are you anxious? Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you, that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which flourishes today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we put on? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given to you besides. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. You cannot serve God and mammon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, for those of us who will read the gospel properly and apply it to ourselves, we are forced today to examine our conscience. St. Paul today talks about this struggle that happens within all of us. We have our fallen human nature, and we have our soul. Our fallen human nature is a loud, unruly thing. We were born with original sin, and we have concupiscence. What is concupiscence? Concupiscence is when we let our appetites rule us instead of ruling our appetites. Whatever appetites those could be. Gluttony for those who don't control the appetite of eating. Lust, who do not control that appetite. Pride and arrogance, etc., etc. And St. Paul goes through a list. How the works of the flesh are manifest. And this is where we have to be honest with ourselves. Or we can close our ears and say, oh no, that's just scripture talk. Jealousies, angers, quarrels, factions, parties, envies, murders, drunkenness. This whole list that he gives us, does it apply to us? If it does, we should have a red flag that goes up. We should take a deeper look and see and ask ourselves, if these are manifest in me, am I winning this battle? Because no one can win this battle for the individual but the individual themselves. They have to make a choice. If they don't make a choice, they have already lost. If they make the wrong choice, they are lost. St. Paul says, I warn you as I have warned you that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of heaven. That's a scary concept. When our time comes to an end, and our time, each and every one of our times will come to an end, let's not be foolish about it. Will I have those things against me that will not permit me to be with my Heavenly Father? The gospel presented to us today, our Lord speaks to us about all the concerns that we have, how things that we make so important to us, and they're really not as important as we make them. Oh, they have importance, but not as important as other things should be to us and are not important to us. Why are you worried about what you're going to eat, or where you're going to sleep, or what you're going to wear? We put a lot of focus on those needs that we have, and they are needs. If we would only put half of much effort in the spiritual needs that we have, how much better we would be. I look at the situation we find ourselves in the world today, especially with this COVID thing that's going on, and all the precautions people are taking, the masks, the social distancing, making sure we wash our hands and wash our surfaces and keep clean. And I've thought over and over again, if only we would give half as much effort to our spiritual needs, keeping distance from occasions of sin, protecting ourselves from the weapons given to us by Holy Mother of the Church, by our Blessed Mother and the good Lord Himself, and using them, not saying the rosary, praying the rosary, having a real devotion to Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. Not making our church thing the Sunday thing that we do and come in here like, well, let's do this thing again and make it more about socializing than about worshiping. Really putting forth an effort, but only, same thing applies. Only the individual themselves can make the effort. No one can make the effort for the individual. No one can force a person to love God. A person must decide to love God. And truly love Him, not just say they love Him, but love Him in deed and in truth. We must concern ourselves by those things that He taught us, the spiritual realities that are, and make them a part of our life and make sure we put them first. God first, always first. If that's truly our philosophy in life, we won't fail. We won't fail at this thing called life, because when our life is over, we will have found that we have passed our test. Because, as Christ says, if we love Him, we keep His commandments. We deny ourselves, we take up our cross, we follow Him, and we're willing to sacrifice anything, everything, in order to be with Him. A choice that you and I must make, and we have to make it every day, and we have to perfect it every day. Otherwise, we just become a victim, like so many there are, of the world, of the flesh, and of the devil. So my dear friends in Christ, as we humbly assist at the rest of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, let us beg the good Lord for the grace to take away the blindness of our eyes, of our spiritual eyes, so that we can see what is truly important. Ask Him for the grace that we may have the spiritual effort to persevere, especially during the rough times, to always, now and always, to seek first the kingdom of God and His justice, and trust in our Heavenly Father that He will take care of everything else. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.